in that, we see really what was kind of a dirty trick, where an education bill that should have been debated in the light of day was bundled into the budget. And essentially, changes were railroaded through the budget that probably would not have stood public scrutiny, whereby teachers are now being evaluated by the scores of their students on a high-stakes testing system, which is more an indicator of poverty and an indicator of social disability rather than the teachers' capabilities. Teachers are being judged really by the social distress that they've chosen to take on or not. It's guaranteed to drive teachers out of challenged communities, which is where we need good teachers and where we need to be supporting teachers. Needless to say, this also intensifies high-stakes testing, which is a terrible way to educate our kids. And it's very heartening and encouraging to see not only teachers fighting this, but teachers and parents working together to say that the students are going to be opting out in large numbers. The parents that I've been talking to around the state are, shall we say, up in arms about this attack on childhood. And it's not only an attack on childhood, but this is really an attack on quality education, because there is no argument that this kind of high-stakes testing, this teaching to a test, that really displaces teaching to the whole student for lifetime learning, which is what education ought to be about. This commodification of education, it has no substance to it whatsoever, and true educators are very much opposed to this. And another issue of great concern in New York is the Black Lives Matter campaign and this epidemic of violence, particularly police violence, as well as the extrajudicial violence against people of color, against African Americans, others as well, but in particular African Americans, who are not only the victims of physical violence and police violence and racist violence, but also economic violence that has hurt those communities harder than anyone.
Your expectations have been buoyed by Howie Hawkins' relatively robust run in New York's gubernatorial election. Far from winning the race, Hawkins cemented the Green Party as a force to be reckoned with.
And if Howie was heard by more New Yorkers, I think, you know, we would begin to see things move very quickly. I had an experience that Howie deserves to have when I was running for governor in Massachusetts back in 2002 against Mitt Romney. You know, I was allowed into one debate, which we had to fight tooth and nail to get into. And inside that debate, I said all the things like we as people, as citizens, have a right to health care through an improved Medicare for All system, which would actually greatly reduce the cost and improve everybody's health and broaden the coverage. We all deserve higher education as a human right. We need to downsize the military and put our dollars here where they belong. And we need to create jobs as an emergency measure to treat both the economic emergency and the climate emergency. So I was putting those kinds of things on the table back in 2002. Those ideas were completely ignored and marginalized in the debate and inside the TV studio. But the minute I walked out, I was mobbed by the press, who told me I won the debate on the instant online viewer poll. That was the last time they did an instant online viewer poll. And if that kind of thing were done, and people like Howie Hawkins actually had the access that he deserves as a legitimate candidate, you know, I think we would begin to see things change very quickly.
Well, certainly to mount a successful third-party campaign for president, you would need funding.
Yeah, here's how. So, you know, partly it's social media. It's also beginning to use digital tools for organizing, which we've never been able to afford before. You know, over the last decade, you could say we've been building capacity. And the question is, when is that capacity going to reach breakthrough? We've seen third parties suddenly come into major breakthroughs like Syriza in Greece, like the Green Party in the UK, like Podemos in Spain. They're all fighting austerity. We are on that same trajectory. We will have a breakthrough. The question is when it will be and will it happen in time. So I really encourage people to go to our website, which is jill2016.com, and, you know, let us know. Do you want this campaign? We're an exploratory campaign. If people want it, to make it happen, it will happen. You know, we sort of have digital and online social media tools that are very cheap and in which everyday people can themselves become organizers, and we can put tools into your hands to basically get the word out.